Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today for Annie. And as I mentioned before the break, joining us, as always, Ryan Schmelz. He's the Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Ryan, welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, great to be on. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm glad you're joining us because the obsession with the mainstream media right now, and it's not an insignificant thing, but I always find it interesting how from the mainstream media's perspective, when the government is shut down temporarily, they're lost. They don't know where to go, what to do. And so I wanted to get the most recent update from you, Ryan, regarding what are we doing here? I believe it's day 13. What negotiations are going on? What are you hearing about the current state of the shutdown?
It feels like deja vu. Pretty much what's happening now is we are expecting the Senate and to pretty much have the same vote that they've had the last couple of weeks starting tomorrow. And it doesn't seem like any Democrats have changed their mind on this. It seems like they'll probably consistently vote the way they've been voting the last couple of weeks. So it seems like it's just been a rinse and repeat process and nobody's really gaining any territory. Though I think the idea on the Republican side is that if you just hold out and this government shutdown continues, eventually Democrats will cave and you'll at least get a couple on board to break that filibuster and ultimately end the shutdown.
Well, just refresh everyone's memory, Ryan, because what is actually the focal point of the dispute? And I think that's critically important because, at least according to some polling data, it seems like a lot of Americans are trying to blame the Republicans for this shutdown. But just kind of refresh people's memory about the actual focal point of the shutdown at this point in time.
So I'd say the big thing that's caused this is that Democrats have put their foot in the ground on these Affordable Care Act tax subsidies that are set to expire at the end of the year. They impact a little over 20 million people. They were passed during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they had a sunset clause. Well, that sunset period is now in this moment, and Democrats have said they want an extension. They want a permanent extension of this program in order to get their votes. They also want some safeguards in there that says that whatever they negotiate with Republicans on a long-term spending plan cannot be overturned by the Trump administration at a later date. But when it comes to the healthcare subsidies, Democrats have made it pretty clear this is what they want. And Republicans have said no. That is not an issue we deal with right now on a seven week stopgap measure. This is something we need to negotiate at a later date, and they think this program needs significant reforms.
Now, just in case you're just now joining us, we're talking to Ryan Schmelz. He's the Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. And Ryan, give us an overview regarding what President Trump has said recently about pay when it comes to the nation's military.
Right. So according to President Trump, the Department of War and the Trump administration are going to be able to move some things around and make some adjustments in order to make sure that troops do not miss this upcoming paycheck, which is set for Wednesday. That had been a big concern amongst lawmakers that troops are not going to get their pay. There was actually this moment when Speaker Johnson was on C-SPAN. He was the first Speaker of the House to take calls in front of a C-SPAN audience in decades. And there was a military spouse who called in and pretty much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Much warned that our children are going to go hungry if they miss their next paycheck. So it looks like the Department of War is going to be able to handle this round. But the question is going to be, next time, is that going to be a problem? Are troops going to miss their pay?
And lastly, Ryan, could you address one of the things that President Trump has said as recently as the end of last week when he talked about if this shutdown is going to be prolonged, then he has directed members of his staff to start looking into the possibility of permanent types of layoffs. What are you hearing about that process?
Yeah, so we understand there's about 4,000 jobs that could be on the chopping block or have already been chopped by the Trump administration. So this is something they warned about, that they were going to make these layoffs in order to keep the government running and in many ways to save money. Now, of course, I wouldn't be shocked if Democrats start doing some serious legal work in order to avoid these firings from being permanent. There certainly is going to be a legal question about that. So I think the courtroom is going to be the next step for that, if in fact the Trump administration keeps these firings in place even after the government's reopened.
Very good. Ryan Schmelz joining us from Fox News Radio. He's the correspondent for Capitol Hill, and he's also the White House correspondent. Ryan, great to talk to you again, as always, my friend.
Hey, always great to be on. Thank you.
Thank you. Brad Range, here's what comes to my mind on this. If you look at past shutdowns where the government has been shut down, one of the more telling events that occurred, particularly in the last one that occurred, I believe it was during President Trump's first administration, when air traffic controllers staged a very large walkout situation since they weren't getting paid. And then the issue was it was putting our airline transportation industry at great risk. And it was that sort of a potential for a crisis that resolved the shutdown during the first Trump administration. Yeah. Do you see something like that happening again here as being there has to be some sort of an event that causes the parties to begin negotiating
something? And my question is what really does the Republicans have to negotiate on this? Because the spending bill, the CR that they have passed is essentially the same CR that was passed earlier this year and the one that was passed 13 times under the Biden administration. So, like, do Democrats really need to negotiate anything? Because essentially, if this is what they're doing, they're getting everything that they've always wanted and always were satisfied with before. Like Ryan was saying, the problem is the sundowning of some of these COVID things that are going to expire, what do you say, in December?
Correct, at the end of the year.
Yeah. The Republicans are open to negotiating that, but they said, let's negotiate that in the next bill and let's keep the government going for the next however long until we can get those bills sorted out and passed. I'm just wondering, like, to me, what will end this is probably going to be bad polling for one party or the other. They're going to start looking at the poll, because the public is what moves the needle in Washington, D.C. Don't let anybody tell you anything differently. The public is what moves the needle. And once this looks like it's going really poorly for one side or the other, That's the side that's going to give to the other side to get things going again. Now, historically, that's always been, it's gone poorly for the Republicans.
Yes.
My question is does that continue? Because it doesn't seem like the media is running cover like they used to.
Yeah, it doesn't seem quite as much. I have noticed an incredible amount of more what I would call fair and balanced reporting. Now, it's not really fair and balanced reporting, but less biased towards the left.
Yeah.
Than in years past, particularly like Krista Welker, when I see her on NBC News, she hasn't been quite as vociferous against the Republicans in this situation. And she's actually asked the left some very strong questions. Hey, we're coming up here on a break. We got to run here. Brad Young sitting in for Annie Fry today. We'll be back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.